Bill Bruins, president of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, introduced Walker. Both sit in front of a huge combine in a local farm. Bruins told reporters that his organization backed Walker's bid for governor because the Milwaukee County executive knows family farms thrive when taxes are held in check.
Scott Walker will hold the line on property taxes by protecting use value assessment of ag land. Scott Walker will push for regulatory reform to promote the growth of our family farm businesses. He will work to strengthen infrastructure in rural communities to move product from farm to processor to market, whether that be a local market, domestic market, or international market.
Walker added, as governor, he'd ensure that at least one member of the State Department of Natural Resources come from an agricultural background. And he also pledged to work to end the estate tax so farms could be handed down from one generation to the next. Walker then pledged to never raid the state's transportation fund to help fix budget holes, saying that good roads are essential to the state's agricultural economy.
I'll keep that money there so we can not only fix our roads and our bridges, but so that our local town boards and county boards and villages have enough money to fix the roads and bridges and streets in their given communities. And as governor, I'm going to continue to do that so we can get our product to and from market.
A spokesman from rival Mark Newman's campaign says Newman has also pledged to strengthen Wisconsin's farms by expanding broadband access and promoting business development in rural areas. And Democrat Tom Barrett's camp says the Milwaukee mayor also has a comprehensive agricultural agenda, including retaking the top dairy producer spot nationally. Like Walker, Barrett has pledged not dip into the transportation fund. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.